Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Is your team at work feeling a little disconnected? Maybe the workflow's not flowing? Try Confluence by Atlassian. Confluence is the connected workspace where teams can create, organize, and deliver work like never before. In Confluence, teams can whiteboard their vision for any project, easily create or access the relevant pages and resources they need, and discover important context they might not even know they need. Plus, AI helps teams jumpstart brainstorms, organize information, and connect workflows, so teams can move efficiently and create alignment with ease. In fact, with Confluence, teams can see 5.2% average boost in productivity in 1 year. So if your team lacks confidence, try Confluence, the connected workspace where teams can do it all. Set knowledge free with Confluence. Learn more at Atlassian.com/Confluence. That's Atlassian.com/Confluence.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and before I start the show today, I'd just like to say that I was honestly honored and truly humbled to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely not a movie critic. However, today I'd like to talk about a motion picture that many of you have probably seen. It's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's about a person who actually ages in reverse. And we're going to talk about age reversal coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for cloudy skies this afternoon with flurries and a couple of snow showers that coating to an inch, the high 31. Cloudy with a few flurries around tonight, the low down to 25. Sunday, cloudy, flurries, and a few snow showers in the afternoon, the high of 33. Then on Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy. We'll have a light snow early, then lake effect band setting up later in the day, the high of 33 as we head into the new week on Monday.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Senior Radio Buffalo, Linda Pellegrino here. Hey, did you know Walt Disney currently holds the most Academy Awards? Disney won 26 Oscars over the course of his career and was nominated a grand total of 59 times. That's just Walt himself. And if you can imagine how that's increased now through ABC and all the other holdings they have. But he himself currently holds the most Academy Awards. Awesome. What a career, I'm telling you. Hey, let me tell you. The Stam Law Firm, they have their own incredible lasting effect on your life because they can help you work out all the law that's going to be involved in your life as you start to think about the future, wills and trusts and the things that you need to have in place to move forward in our life. It's very, very important. These folks make it easy for you. And I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy the appointment because they're normal guys just like us. And they have such an incredible team of experts under that umbrella of the Stamm Law Firm. Now, they have two offices. It's Williamsville and Clarence, and they'll meet you at either one. Their phone number is 716-631-5767, 631-5767. And we're here to talk about you today, folks. Your future, the things you need to have in place. It's a new year. You'll notice CNN Radio is on at a new time. And there's a lot that we need to go over because it's probably not what you think. Oh, I have a will. I filed it 20 years ago. That may not really work for you today. All right. It's 20 years later. Let's bring the Stamms in so we can talk about this and now what you need to know. So we've got Brian and Brad here. Hey, guys. Nice to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Linda.
Happy
New Year,
Linda.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
New Year is a wonderful time to start talking about the things that have changed and what we need to be protected about and for in the future.
Well, you just mentioned it, Linda. People that have old wills, for example, you know, they haven't updated them. And just so you know, we love these conversations and these appointments when people come in. I want you to look at my will. It might need some updating. 100% of the time, that conversation goes into a tangent, as I'll call it, where you start talking about protection. Because wills, quite honestly, and I know this may sound strange, but this is how I feel, are sort of like documents of the past. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because when you just have a will, if everything goes through your will, you're going through the probate process. That costs a ton of money. 4-6% of gross assets goes to lawyers and courts. Why would you do that when you can spend so much less on protection vehicles? Trusts are just exploding in this community, and they should be. Mm-hmm. Whether you're putting a trust for your house, a house and some of your assets, other things you want to protect. My brother and I talk about all the time. The majority of our clients we're meeting with listen to us when we say, spend the money on a trust. Mm-hmm. Because after five, like irrevocable, after 5 years, it's guaranteed to be there no matter what happens to you. Or if you're young and you're still figuring out what's going on and you're accumulating wealth, a revocable trust, meaning you're fully in control, you can change it. But now you're avoiding the probate process. You're avoiding that 4-6% of fees, a year-long objections, and various other hurdles in the probate process.
So it's safe to say, folks, if you are listening and you have a will in place and that's all, chances are you're outdated and you're going to spend more money than you will if you come in and talk to the Stamms and possibly start talking about a trust.
Absolutely, Linda. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to joke about it. They're not going to be spending more money because when they pass away, they're gone. Mm-hmm. But the kids will be spending a lot more money, having to go through the probate process, or even the spouse who's still remaining. The probate process, like Brad said, can cost up to 6% of your assets. Let's say you own a home for $300,000. Mm-hmm. That's 18 grand that you're paying lawyers, the court, and creditors.
And you're not going to get any money right away.
It's a pain in the butt. But when people come in with an outdated will or an old will, and nothing made major changes in their life, they still got three kids, they still got six grandkids. If we put that into a trust for a few grand, maybe let's say $4,000. Every trust is a little different. Mm-hmm. We put it in for $4,000. You literally just saved your family $14,000 on a $300,000 home. That's it. What about the other assets? So think about that. In a way, it pays for itself. Literally, the client looks at you and goes, well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't I do that?
Exactly.
And we say, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest. We run into the judge, the circuit court judge. She says to us, I believe you're doing a service in Western New York because you're freeing the court system up for all these unnecessary probates and wills and everything else. Trusts keep it simple, fast, quick, cheaper.
Outside of court.
You don't need a judge. Mm-hmm. You don't need the rules. You don't have to go down to court and appear. It's so obvious, I think.
And there's different kinds of trusts.
Revocable, irrevocable are the two main ones that mm-hmm. people hear about. And there are some serious differences. A revocable trust is usually done to avoid probate, like we just talked mm-hmm. about. It's generally people that are younger, still accumulating wealth, but they want to put things in a protective way to avoid that costly process if, God forbid, something were to happen, mm-hmm. if tragedy strikes, right? and you can do it, and you're fully in control, which means you can change it anytime you want. If there's properties in there, you can do whatever you want with them. The irrevocable, as I generally explain, and I think Brian does too, are the clients where you know what you are now. You're retired or you're getting ready to retire. Mm-hmm. You know your needs. You know your income coming in. Now you want to start protecting those things for your children or your grandchildren because it's important to you.
Sure.
And think about it. This isn't just like, oh, everybody should leave everything to their kids. That's not what we're saying.
Right.
What we're saying is if you worked hard for this money, you do not want to see it wasted. And that's a key component.
That's right.
And that's very important, especially in this area. People work hard in Buffalo and Western New York. We want to protect those assets for you.
Stamm Law Firm, 716-631-5767, 631-5767. Even if you intend to leave money and do some gifting, there are important things to know.
That's right, Linda. So part of what we're talking about is preserving the assets for the family, whoever that family is. Well, people come in and say, well, I've been doing some gifting, or they have ideas of what gifting is allowed under the Medicaid rules, the nursing home, Medicaid, institutional, and also the IRS. So people will say, well, I heard you're only allowed to gift up to $10,000 a year or $16,000 a year. That's actually not true. That's not accurate.
Are we talking about money that goes to a charitable or family or to?
We're talking about both. Gifting to charities, gifting to family.
Okay.
Because what happens is Medicaid looks back at everything you've done for 5 years mm-hmm. with your money. And if you've made gifts within 5 years, they go take it back. They go to the people you made the gift to. If it's your kids, and they will try to recapture it. If they can't, then they penalize the person for making gifts in 5 years. There's so many rules with it. So the 5-year look back comes into play. Then the amount of gifting. People think you can only gift a certain amount each year, and that's actually not true. There's no tax consequence from the IRS if you gift unlimited. You can gift up to $1 million in a lifetime, even more.
13.2, to be honest.
I'm sorry.
It's a lifetime exemption.
$13 million you can gift.
Over your lifetime.
So there's
no gifting rules.
Is?
I mean, you're right. Yeah.
So there's a lot of just people have to come in and talk to us. Hey, what do you, like Brad said, you know where you are in life. What do you have? What are you willing to now do away with to protect it from the nursing home and Medicaid? And how can we help you do that?
Because you know what? It's maddening to think that I've paid taxes on this money. I have money in the account. It's my money. I want to give it to my child. And the government's going to tax it again. It's just ridiculous.
Well, a lot of things are ridiculous. And the thing is Medicaid is a, taxpayer-funded program. So you can understand why they have rules. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. But you have paid into this fund.
Right.
You should want Medicaid to pay your nursing home bill. God forbid, if you need to go to a nursing home, right? That's the last spot we want people. But the point is you should want Medicaid, but you can't unless you qualify. And that's where Brian and I and our firm comes in to help you qualify to protect your money.
If you're driving right now and you're listening, you might be getting mad when you think about how the government has its hands in your pockets all the time. But understand, to be aware of this is to be forewarned, is to be forearmed. And this is why you go to people like Brian and Brad and their incredible staff at the Stamm Law Firm so you can protect yourself. As they said, you've worked hard your whole life for these assets. You're going to give it away. It's going to go away, in payments and automatic this and that. It doesn't have to happen if you protect yourself, and they can help protect your assets.
Linda, one of the things I want all the listeners to understand is this. Everybody wants to gift. Everybody wants to give their kids this and that and this and that. I only suggest please don't gift blindly. You have to be armed with the information so that when you are gifting, you're not hurting either yourself or your loved ones down the road. It's one of the worst things when I have to tell people, well, you know those gifts you gave to the kids and the grandkids in the past couple of months? They're going to punish you for that. And they go, why? I was giving my... It's a wonderful thing, right? But if you know going in how you can give those gifts, that's an important piece.
How do they know you're giving a gift to your kid?
Well, because they do a full financial audit of you to make sure you qualify for Medicaid.
Oh.
Guys, there's paper trails everywhere mm-hmm. we go with money. Everybody, I mean, come on, this is a new world. You gift money away, they'll see it. You have property, they know it. So there's a full financial audit when you go on Medicaid because, like Brad said, it's a taxpayer-funded program.
See what you learn when you go to the scam?
So this is what it's all about. And it doesn't mean you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You just got to do it right.
You got to do it right.
And then, like Brad was saying, there's other trusts, too. There's some families need to create two husband and wife trust because they might have too much money. Mm-hmm. They're going to have estate tax problems. Mm. New York State estate tax. Mm. There's other things like supplemental needs trusts. Those are for the disabled people, special needs kids. There's trust we create within the trust for their needs. There's a lot of ins and outs. And everybody, like, I think you've mentioned this one time. Oh, I don't have enough money. Mm-hmm. I don't need a trust.
Right.
To be quite honestly, you can be a modest family, very modest in Western New York. I guarantee a trust still might work for you.
Right.
They're not terribly expensive, and it still avoids probate.
The bottom line is go in and have the conversation, folks. Have the conversation. You're going to leave with a lot more knowledge, all right? And you may leave not shaking your head or nodding your head saying, yep, now I know what I need to do. It's a new year, folks, and it's time to get this stuff on paper, and it's time to start taking care of yourself and your assets. Stam Law Firm can help you with that. You'll sleep better nights. Trust me, I do. Two offices in Williamsville and Clarence. These folks are awesome, and they're going to take care of this for you and educate you about what you need to do. 716-631-5767. Again, the Stam Law Firm, heard exclusively on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo at a new time, noon to 1 p.m., Saturdays on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year once again. Linda Pellegrino with you. I'll be saying that till February just because it's a new year. It's great. 2025. Hopefully, we've got a lot of wonderful things lined up. And maybe you're even planning on getting out of town. You want to go somewhere warm. I love that. Why not? Hopefully, you're your best self and you can go and enjoy. Well, here's just kind of a fun fact. According to the government, U.S. bank robberies take place most often at 10 a.m. on Friday and in the southern and western states. Out of $43 million stolen, let's say in an average year like 2011, only $8 million has been recovered. So are we saying it's profitable? I'm just saying, here's the facts. But this again, more often in the southern and western states, for some reason, 10 a.m. on Friday, don't be in the bank. This is one of those weird things. Anyway, that's what you get here on Senior Radio, here in our new time slot at noontime. We love having you on board. We always have great information for you. And we are so happy that we have helped you with some difficult things, let's say like Medicare. If you have been listening to this show, you know the only answer is to go to the leaders in the industry, and that's, of course, Clarity Group. They help me. They help thousands of Western New Yorkers absolutely free of charge. They are the experts, and their Medicare plan centers are all over Western New York. They're in Amherst, Depew, Blaisdell, Batavia, West Seneca. Their doors are open to you all year round. And if you can't come to them, they'll make plans to come to you. It's amazing. We are heading into a new year, and that means a lot of new things for people. I want you to be aware of Medicare all year round because it's a fluid type of thing. And there's also always information coming. You may not understand it, but they understand it, and then they can help you with it. Brian Wirth is back, Business Development Director, Karen Olson, Vice President, doing such a marvelous job with so many Western New Yorkers who would be like me, very confused and inundated with so much information, I just tune it out. And when you do that, you kind of mess up yourself because you're not getting the services that are there for you, that could be offered to you, and you're just not taking advantage of the latest information. So thank you for that.
Well, thanks for having us, Linda. You bring up bank robbery at the very beginning of the segment. Yeah. And it makes me think of all of the inquiries and things that, you know, our seniors are realizing that their Medicare Part B premiums have gone up. You know, went from $174.70 up to $185. They had a 2.5% increase in their Social Security, but hey, government's taking a little bit of that.
So that's highway robbery. That's a whole other, right?
There you go, right?
And you know, you have had some incredible stories from people where they were paying a lot of money that they didn't have to, Brian, until you explain this to them and show them there was another way.
Well, each case is unique, obviously, right? But, you know, for example, you know, I had a amazing woman come in from one of our local senior centers. You know, we're working with the community. We're out there. You know, we're affiliated with just about every community center or senior center out there in Western New York. But, you know, she approached me was having some issues, you know, paying some of the premiums and things that she was paying for what's called a Medicare supplement plan. Those plans have very high premiums attached to them. We're talking about multiple hundreds of dollars a month. And you know, in this situation, she's in her mid-80s, and she's been for a long time. And it was through the education process in our meeting that I was able to inform her that, hey, listen, you know, you don't have to pay all of that money. We have the ability to switch your plan if the need ever arises. She had very low utilization or need to see the doctors and things like that. Plus, she wanted to get some extra benefits that maybe a Medicare Advantage
plan
had.
And she's paying how much a month?
She was paying, I would say, roughly $400 a month that she was paying, plus her $174.70 for her Part B out of Social Security. So let's say over $500 a month.
And here she's thinking that's normal. That's what you pay.
Yeah, and we got her down to a zero premium plan on the Medicare Advantage side. You know, very low nominal copays for doctoring and services and things needed. And then we applied her for a New York State Medicare Savings Program and got her for this year, 2025, the $185 back in her Medicare for her Medicare Part B and her Social Security. And, you know, that's the most rewarding part of our business. It's not about us. It's about everyone that we serve. And that's what we bring to the table is the service, the relationship. You know, changing needs are a big thing.
Wow,
right?
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know from your own testimony with your husband and changing needs, we can do things with your plan that most people don't realize are available to them.
Didn't
and they stick
clue.
It out and
they
hit the maximum out of pocket on your plan. And there's no reason to do that. Clarity Group is here to help people with that.
You know, folks, there's no dumb questions. I don't know anything about Medicare. I mean, I go into this like everybody else. I don't know. Well, you know, help me with this. I have no clue. I didn't know about all the plans that were available. I didn't understand how it gets paid for. And I'm average. You know, I mean, I'm just average. I'm busy with my life. I got other things going on. I thought Medicare was free
you shouldn't
when
be,
I first hit 65.
You shouldn't be expected to have to know that. Mm-hmm. That's the issue here, right? I mean, you have an HR department most of your working career that's handling these things, and all of a sudden we go into those blissful golden years and you get handed a whole stack of stuff
exactly.
to take care of this.
Exactly. That's, so between Social Security and Medicare, I got blindsided. It's like, okay, what? You don't have to go this alone. That's what Clarity Group does. They work for you absolutely free of charge. You sit down, you're 64 plus, 65, doesn't matter what age, that's the minimum, okay? They will work with you and say, okay, how do you feel? What are you doing now? What kind of prescriptions are you taking? Do you have a favorite doctor? How about the hospitals? And this is the stuff you don't get if you call one of those dumb 800 numbers and you're not talking to somebody who's even in town. Well, what's your area code and all that? These people are here for us and their office is open all year round because things change in Medicare. You need to, all of a sudden you need an operation. Call Clarity Group and say, Karen, I now have this procedure coming up. Now, how does this work with my Medicare? I need to know this. Or I just got put on a new medication. Where does that stand, you know, with the personal plan that I took? That's why they're there for you. Unlike other people, they're not charging you by the hour to get information from. They're there for you, and they're an advocate with you now in this Medicare process. And that one testimony was just one of so many people who must be saying to themselves, that's me. I'm paying all that money. I didn't know this.
Karen,
no, you're not going to be told that from the government.
Well,
they love it when you pay
when
them.
When we have conversations with our new client or our current clients, you know, we listen to what they're saying. You know, we don't just come out and say, okay, you know, what's your health history like?
Mm-hmm.
We just have a conversation, and eventually it just comes out, you know, where the client is saying, oh, I have to go for 4 scans a year, or, you know, I would like to go maybe to the Cleveland Clinic and, you know, follow up with this one cardiologist out there, or, you know, just something comes up, right? And then your mind just starts working, my Rolodex mind, I always tell my clients. And I just think about, okay, I'm narrowing it down, like some plans we're going to start to look at and talk about. And, you know, and that's kind of how the process starts. Where if you call an 800 number, all their job is to just get you enrolled mm-hmm. because they have quotas to make.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about you. They want to get that quota in so they can get their bonus and go on their merry way. And then you try and get a hold of them and they're nowhere to be found because they don't work there anymore.
Todd, I don't know. Oh, okay. Oh, busy signal.
Yeah.
Not even here.
I feel like we're better equipped to handle these things because of, you know, when we're out here talking about the things that we provide for folks, you know, that brings some very serious or unique cases to us that we're exploring and finding, you know, best possible outcome
mm-hmm.
in order to have them covered for whatever that situation is. And if we didn't have that.
And if you're approaching, you know, the golden age, right? I mean, I had somebody come to me just last week. He's turning 64. And I'm like, well, you're a little early. He goes, no, I have to understand this. So I went through the whole, you know, educational piece with him, and he got it, and I kind of, you know,
it's educated. A happy ending.
Yeah, it's
folks,
a happy ending.
Why not have the best? Why not have the best? Clarity Group is the best, and they're the best for you, and I want you to have the best. 716-393-3437. Their Medicare plan centers are all around Erie County. Give them a call today. 393-3437. Start this year off right. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you're doing the right thing, first of all, just by listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Here's what's happening. An 82-year-old woman has died after her home caught on fire in the town of Wheatfield. Police say around 11:30 last night, they received a call about a structure fire at Base Drive. The caller said they were unable to make contact with the elderly woman who lived in there. Fire personnel were able to remove her from the blaze. However, her injuries were too severe and she passed away at the scene. The name of the deceased female is being held until notification of the family can be made. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation by the Niagara County Fire Investigation Unit. A 19-year-old man was shot after attempting to steal a car in North Buffalo. Police say 19-year-old Dorian Jones pulled a pellet gun on the victim and attempted to carjack him. The victim, who is a Niagara Falls police officer, opened fire on the suspect, striking him at least once. The victim's 13-year-old kid was still in the vehicle when Jones took off with it. Jones was found a short distance away and transported to ECMC for non-life-threatening injuries. The juvenile was found still in the car, unharmed. Jones was charged with 2 counts of robbery and 2 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for cloudy skies this afternoon with flurries and a couple of snow showers, a coating to an inch, the high 31. Cloudy with a few flurries around tonight, the low down to 25. Sunday, cloudy, flurries, and a few snow showers in the afternoon, the high of 33. Then on Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy. We'll have a light snow early, then lake effect band setting up later in the day, the high of 33 as we head into the new week on Monday.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal Series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Well, hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio. Here's something fun to know. Saturn has 146 moons in its orbit. We just make a big deal out of one. But the planet's moons help shape and contribute material to Saturn's rings. They also collect material from Saturn's rings and magnetosphere. Imagine looking up saying, 146 moons. You'd never get tired looking at the moon down and over in Saturn. But we don't have to worry about that. We have a special guest in studio today who's got something very important for you today. Richard Durwald, one of my best friends, is back, senior consultant for Erie County Senior Services. Richard, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're feeling good?
I do.
Good.
I really do.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. And as always, you come bearing good information for our listeners today.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I think so. They've learned a little bit over the last 70 years.
Well, you know, it's also, we've been through a bout of some very warm weather, and I found that my eating patterns are changing because I don't like as much heavy food. And I noticed that even as far as the pyramid and what we're supposed to be eating, that's changed too.
Oh my God, so much has changed. You can't just, eat a healthy diet. Well, what is a healthy diet?
Right.
Actually, in 1977, they came up with the idea, fat. Animal fat was the whole reason. And everybody stopped eating. They stopped eating eggs. They stopped eating steak. That was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That was wrong. And ironically,
The exact reverse happened to our population. That was when the obesity epidemic started. They were selling no fat items, but they were loaded with sugar.
Yes, and carbs.
And
yes.
You know something? I mean, if you can't trust the people who are putting this out, who can you trust?
That's so true. That's true. You think they'd know, right?
Well, they better know. That's their job, yeah. I mean, to tell us what's the right thing to do. And they were wrong. They were dead wrong. And you know the unfortunate part? I'm still out. I'm in the senior center. A lot of people don't even know that yet because when they announce these things, they're in headlines. Right. And when they retract them, you don't see it anywhere.
No, no. Remember, I mean, we can remember an age where eggs were bad for you, coffee was bad for you, fat was bad for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, just go down the list. You know?
Absolutely. And I know.
And smoking was good for you back in the
that's
day, right?
It's really invoked a tragedy.
It has.
In our lives. It really has.
Because you know what happens then? People don't trust the government.
And after a while, you just become a skeptic.
Exactly.
And you do what you want to do.
Right.
Which in some cases is not good.
Right.
I mean, but the people who we really trust are the ones that we should be able to trust.
I agree.
And some of the things that we might call traditional medicine were refuted by people in the alternative field, many of whom don't have a Harvard medical degree.
Right.
And they were right.
They were right. Sure. Look at how much of alternative medicine is practiced today.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
It was poo-pooed back in the day.
When I was growing up, you know, and I said this to you before, and for any new listeners, I'll just say this, is when I started lifting weights, I was 13 years old. No doctors at that time. They said it would enlarge your heart. In my lifetime, Linda, I'm not 200 years old.
And you can remember that.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. In my lifetime, don't lift weights.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, places like Independent Health, who's an insurance company, they're sponsoring all these different programs. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And my mother says, I was right. The doctor told you shouldn't be lifting weights. He asked her, what does he want to do, join a circus?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
It's horrifying.
Yes, it is, but nonetheless, it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
It is true.
So tell me what you've learned now different from what we now know.
I couldn't help but learn it because I've been through it all.
Yeah.
I mean, when you were a kid, you had to learn the food pyramid.
Yes.
Is that not right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And you learned every element of it, and on a health exam, you had to draw the little triangle and put the various components in. All of a sudden, they said, this isn't right.
I know.
In fact, one of the leading nutritionists said, that is the perfect recipe for diabetes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were following that.
Yeah,
we were
sure.
And then they says, well, wait a minute. How about exercise? And how about movement? Doesn't that play in? So they revised it. They revised all the components, and he had a little man running up the side to include exercise.
Ah.
That sounded like a really good idea, but that was wrong. Unfortunately, that was wrong. So they kind of threw their hands up in the air and drew a picture of a plate.
Mm-hmm.
There's no allowance here for these previous ones for gender, for age, for size. We don't eat. I don't eat the same as age 89.
That's true. Not
that
everybody.
I did when I was 19.
That's right. That can't be appropriate for everybody.
Absolutely
right.
Not. And we're still in a state of change. In fact, they've pretty much pulled back on what we should be eating. For example, how many people now are taking vitamin B12? Mm. They're taking shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't get shots when you were 40. Why? Because your body could absorb it then, and we can't absorb it now.
Mm.
And that is the whole issue about everything. Everything has to do with gender, with size, with weight. There's so many things that come in. You can't put down one size fits all.
No.
And that's what the food pyramid tried to do.
Well, so interesting, Rich. So what do we do?
We have to be educated ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know who we are. Just to repeat myself, one size doesn't fit all. What could be good for you could be poison for me. A lot of people can die from eating peanuts.
Right.
Others are lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
I can thrive on milk. I can drink a couple of gallons of milk a week. That could be because of my genetic background.
Right.
I don't know. But I do know that milk is good for me.
Yeah.
But it's not good for everybody.
Right.
And we have to be to a certain extent, we have to be our own doctors.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
And that's what becomes so important. All these things combined together, nutrition, exercise. A lot of people who are running shouldn't be running because they're not built to run.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We are built for certain things. You know, in China, what they do is they take a young child and they measure their arms, the circumference of their head, and they can determine who the good gymnast will be.
Really?
Just by balance, yes. Some people could never do gymnastics in a
right.
million years.
Right.
And others could, they just fall to it like a duck to water.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, we have to know ourselves. It's critical that we know ourselves.
Wow. So, you know, so basically, we have to, like you say, in a way, be our own doctors.
Yes.
Feel what's right for us.
Yes.
And that's like a lot of people will say, they keep telling me to have breakfast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a breakfast eater. And no matter how many times they tell me, it's not for me. I can get along with very little. In
right.
the morning, and then maybe my bigger meal would be lunch
right.
or an early dinner.
Yes.
And then taper off after that. You're right. I think not one size doesn't fit all.
If
and you
don't
have
like it, then
to,
don't do it.
Right, then don't do it.
Because your body
it.
Is telling you, stop doing this.
Right, because now I'm adding even more calories in the morning. Right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. You're absolutely right. Right now.
And it doesn't, it's just not, you know what I mean? It's like I'm waking up my system too soon
right.
with digestion.
Yes.
And now it's calling for more food.
Yep.
But I do agree with, I have found that certainly eating more protein, if I'm going to eat more protein early in the day, is better for me because it makes my internal engine run longer than a quick carbo, which is a quick sugar rush like cereal. Then in 2 hours, I'm hungry again. So
should we tell the people out there that we do not rehearse this?
No. Well, because you know, you're right.
I bought the first.
That's why I said you're my best friend on the air.
I bought the first protein powder ever sold commercially from a guy named Irwin Johnson in Chicago. And that was all picked up. Walk into the major stores now, like Wegmans and Tops.
Right.
What are you looking at?
It's a
at?
Whole aisle.
It's protein.
Yeah.
However, the same doctor who was, by the way, a good doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good doctor, but he learned certain things, and we all go along with what we've learned.
Right.
It's going to ruin his kidneys.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin his kidneys. You can't take that kind of protein. And as you get older, you need more and more and more.
Right, right.
Yes.
So listen to your body.
Listen to your body.
At this age, and find out what's good for you.
Unless it's telling you to eat a lot of Pop-Tarts and everything. Don't do that.
No.
But we instinctively should know.
Yeah.
I think nature has provided us with this ability.
Right.
So don't you eat breakfast anymore.
If something feels like it's absolutely wrong for you, don't do it.
Exactly.
It's not, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Right.
And Richard, this is why you're looking as good as you are at this age. It's true.
39, not bad,
that's
right?
That's right. You're listening to what's working in your body. And luckily for us, that's what you're telling the folks over at all the Erie County senior citizens.
It is.
You know, areas, is that we have to move more, yes. Feel your body.
Yes.
Feel what your body needs. Feel how tune into how you're feeling.
Right.
What can you do for yourself?
Keep those, talking to you is like talking to the most positive person in the world. But keep those feelings positive.
Yeah.
It's so easy to let something else sneak in
you're
there.
You're right. You're right, Richard. You're right.
And it all combines to good health.
Right.
Yes.
I totally agree. You know, think about all your blessings in the morning.
Absolutely.
Think about all the things you have
right.
before we start going on the train of what we don't have and how rotten everything is.
Exactly.
And then your day will be rotten. But think about your
life,
blessings.
And if those days are in a row, your life will be rotten.
I agree.
Stop thinking about past transgressions.
You know, my sister tells me, even in the Bible, bitterness will eat you up from the bones on out.
Yes.
So let's make sure we're not doing that. And that's why we love Richard, because he's a font of positivity and really making us think about our life and what we're ingesting and how we're living our life so we can live our best life. That's what it's all about. You're going to find Richard Durwald. He's a senior consultant over at the Erie County Senior Services. He visits a lot of the senior citizen centers, and we just love having him on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS Shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo at a new time, noon to 1 p.m., Saturdays on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS Shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Senior Radio Buffalo, now at a new time. We're at noon, a new year, new time here on WBEN at noontime. I love it. Hey, folks, dogs can learn to recognize a vocabulary of about 165 words. They respond best to short words, as well as words with hard consonants like T or R, which may explain why they can hear the word treat from three rooms away. And old dogs can learn as well as young dogs. Oh, yeah. Hopefully you've got one or two or three that you love a lot and can pamper. I'll tell you one thing, folks. We're just getting into the new year. You may have had company come in last month to visit. Maybe your siblings are all out of town now and we're here visiting mom or mom and dad or dad. Okay. And, you know, hopefully you had a lot of conversations with them, the siblings, and maybe you're starting to think about, how's dad doing? How's mom doing? Do they need any more assistance? Now, you may be the sibling that's still in town. You see the changes all the time. You have siblings come in, and then they leave town, and they're like, well, yeah, everything's fine. Everything looked good to me. Roxanne Sorensen joins us from Elder Care Solutions. And Roxanne, we know as siblings, we don't always all agree. And when it comes to making decisions with mom and dad in mind, sometimes it's easier talking to you than it is with each other.
Yeah, I see so many times no one's on the same page. And that, I think, is the hardest challenge for a family, especially for the loved one who's here, who's doing it day in and day out. And, you know, not to fault the people out of town, but they'll come in, they'll give their opinion. The one here is, you know, upset because they think they're not doing it well enough. Then you have fractures in the family. So I always like to have a family meeting. I like to bring everyone to the table, explain to them what their loved one needs based on a professional assessment. That way they're all hearing the same thing, and then come up with the same solutions no matter if you're in town, out of town. And I'll be blunt, I tell the out-of-towners, they don't get a lot of a vote. If you're not here helping, you know, truly, you know, you can't, unless you're going to step in, you don't get the vote.
That's very logical. And I think that would have to come from a third party like you. I think that's a lot easier for families to take.
Agreed. Yeah, you know, I'm coming from a professional assessment where we're not emotionally invested. Mm-hmm. And our end goal is to keep that family whole. We don't want them fractured. And that will happen. I see so many families break up over the care of a loved one after they pass. And, you know, that's not what your mom, dad, or a relative wanted. The goal was to keep them safe and supported. And now no one's talking. That's not what the end result should be.
And you know, Roxanne, it's even more important if the family is fractured. You may not get along, you know, with your siblings, but but you come together for a decision on your parents or another sibling or whoever it is that you're making the decision with. And it's always easier to walk away after a conversation with you, because now we're all on the same page and you may not like each other, but you can come together and make an agreement for the sake of mom and dad. You know
what
I'm saying?
You're making an informed decision.
Right, right. Leaving and everybody's on a different page and you have to live with that down the road, that's the worst. You know, that's the worst. It's regrets, it's recriminations. It doesn't have to happen. Roxanne Sorensen started Elder Care Solutions. She's an expert care manager. She can help come into a situation and, again, assess how mom and dad are living and then have a meeting with everybody and say, let's bring this into the picture, or let's assume that this is going to happen down the road. Even if mom and dad are great, okay, but the living situation may not always be correct for who they are at this time in life. Maybe there's a change coming down the road that you can introduce them to, that concept, so that when the time comes, it's not a big surprise and you don't make a decision out of an emergency.
Well, and when we get loved ones coming in about a couple, you know, usually one of the couples taking care of the other. And my first comment to them is, I'm not worried about the person with the dementia. I'm worried about the person who's caring for them. And every family member is shocked that we need to make a plan for the healthy one. Mm-hmm. And my comment is, well, if the healthy one gets sick, passes away, what are you going to do? And they all have this panic look on their face. Well, you have to start with them also. You can't just negate them.
Right.
And, you know, I always say a family meeting can be done anywhere. You could do it by conference call. You could do a Zoom. With modern technology, you could do Zoom, FaceTime, in person. So the excuse that, oh, my brother's in California and another one's in Florida and I'm here, there's no reason you can't do a family meeting.
And you know, I bet you hear it all the time, too. We never assume that this one would outlive this one, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden that happens, and then everybody's like, now what? But folks, again, we're talking about the here and now. What does mom and dad, what do your siblings, what do you need? And what kind of decisions do you want to make for yourself so you stay in control? And it could be just a short term, I just need a little bit of rehab, and then I want to come back to my home. That's fine, but you need to have somebody help you with that, an expert care manager, so your wishes are the ones that people are listening to and are the ones in control. That's what this is all about. Elder Care Solutions, let me give everybody your number, Roxanne. It's 716-823-1476. That's 823-1476. Roxanne, I'm sure you meet with people all the time before even they bring mom and dad in to say, I want to discuss this, or here's what I don't know, siblings out of town. You know, you can have that conversation with anyone in the family.
We do, yeah. A lot of times the family members will want a conversation prior to mom or dad becoming involved.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have that freedom to say what they want in a safe environment, which we provide them. And then it really helps us to know where they're coming from. And when we go assess mom and dad, then we can look at it from a broader picture and then provide that next step approach so that they're getting something comprehensive and also meeting the needs that they felt that were the issues.
Absolutely. And you may be, and if siblings come in with you, you may be hearing things for the first time that you didn't even realize would be a part of the conversation. Mom and dad be bringing up information that you're hearing for the first time. You can't get enough information. Information is key on to how people want to live and how to be happy. I have a plaque in my house that says the time to be happy is now. And it's so true. We all think mom and dad would have less time on earth because they're 90 than we do at 65. There's no guarantee of that. They could still outlive you, right?
Yes,
you,
absolutely.
But so, so why have it a secret as what it is that they want to do? You have things plotted out. You put things down, and then things will happen the way you want them to, and you keep that control. That's what an expert care manager can do. I don't know about the facilities down the street that I might need. I don't know what I'm eligible for or how much that's going to cost or how much my insurance will take care of. What about this? What about that? But you do, Roxanne. You are the insider when it comes to the healthcare community. And you can cut a lot of corners, which means you're saving a lot of time because you know the people involved and you know how that particular system operates. I'm not going to be 6 months wondering if I'm going to get a call back from somebody. That's what it's all about, folks, because time is of the essence when you're dealing with your loved ones. Time is... That's the one thing that sometimes you can control and sometimes you can't control. But Roxanne Sorensen can certainly help you with that with Elder Care Solutions, 716-823-1476. You can call her today and tell everyone you heard her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents multiple.
The Apple Watch Series 10 is here. It has the biggest display ever. It's also the thinnest Apple Watch ever, making it even more comfortable on your wrist, whether you're running, swimming, or sleeping. And it's the fastest charging Apple Watch, getting you 8 hours of charge in just 15 minutes. The Apple Watch Series 10, available for the first time in glossy jet black aluminum. Compared to previous generations, iPhone XS or later required. Charge time and actual results will vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's be real. If you're a content creator, blogger, or an entrepreneur just getting started, the last thing you want to do is spend hours building a website. You've got things to do. That's where Bluehost comes in. Their AI-powered design tool gives you pro-level WordPress sites like that. No coding, no stress. Just type in what kind of vibe you're looking for, and then boom, you got it. And you also get added features like marketing and e-commerce tools to help you build, grow, and scale your online business like a boss. And upgrading to Bluehost Cloud keeps your site running 24/7 with ultra-fast hosting, 100% uptime, and enhanced security. Always fast, never slow, so you can keep making that dough. It's seriously never been easier to build your website with Bluehost. You've got the ideas. All you need is the platform. All you need is Bluehost. Head over to Bluehost.com and start building your dream website today.
Apartments.com has helped millions of renters find their perfect places. And the beauty is, they're all different. None of us are the same. So why should our homes be? Someone may want hardwood floors. Someone else may say carpet all the way. Questionable call, but hey, to each their own. Some may want a doorman. Others may say, I can open the door myself. But Apartments.com has all the right tools to help you find the place that's uniquely perfect for you. Sort through and filter listings by amenities. And make sure you never miss out with their instant alert option. With more than 1 million available units for rent, you're sure to find the place that's right for you. So whether you're looking for a place with a basement, a yard, a pool, or everything in between, Apartments.com has got you covered. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.